Good morning, I'm Alex Danger Boisley.
And I'm Craig Coolhouse.
And I'm John Ricken. Welcome again to the Bear Facts, where we've been celebrating Homecoming 2011 here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
It's been a great homecoming week, and all week long we've been celebrating the theme, Made in America. Last Sunday, we built floats for the homecoming parade. There were a lot of good ideas. The freshmen and sophomores had historic characters like Betsy Ross and Rosie the Riveter. The juniors had a turntable featuring genuine American products. Several floats included the Twin Towers and the anniversary of that tragedy.
The winning float was designed by the seniors. It included a real fire truck, and the centerpiece was students representing every school activity reenacting the famous scene of raising the flag in Iwo Jima. It's hard to get more American than that, and the judges were impressed with the seniors' patriotism and school spirit.
We had a great group of homecoming royalty this year. Alex Boisley, Daniel Gethouse, Mitch Ram, Grant Redding, and Austin Vasquez were the king candidates. And the queen candidates were Rachel Birdie, Addison Miller, Abby Redding, Kimberly Schultz, and Shelby Schindler. We voted on Monday, and the winners were announced Wednesday night. This year's homecoming king is Austin Vasquez, and the queen is Abby Redding. Congratulations, Abby and Austin.
For about 10 years now, the centerpiece of homecoming has been on Wednesday, when we have our Battle of the Classes. This year's competition was closer than some years, and all four classes ended up winning some events. The freshmen took the morning section of trivia, as well as ping pong, and both boys and girls Gatorade jug. The sophomores won the first round of kickball, and also ultimate football.
The junior class won the hot dog eating contest, pie eating contest, and both boys and girls tug of war, and the hoop competition. The senior class started slow, but had a great afternoon. They won both sessions of volleyball, boys and girls home run derby, and afternoon kickball and trivia sessions, as well as twister, egg toss, and dodgeball. They also won the spirit competition at the pep rally, and that gave them an insurmountable lead in the class competition.
Homecoming week isn't over yet. The activities continue today with Algona Band Day. Garrigan's Solid Gold Marching Band is participating in both the parade and field competitions today. The band's competition show is called Aztec Fire, so it departs a bit from the Made in America theme with some South of the Border selections.
The band's show begins with the title selection, Aztec Fire, and that's followed up by Oyo Como Va. There's a percussion selection called Owambo, and the performance finishes with Latin Closer. You can see the band in the parade 1 o'clock this afternoon and on the Algona High Field at 6:15 tonight. Good luck to Director Ken Ferjack and the Solid Gold Marching Band.
Both the band and choir are now selling cheesecakes to raise money for the trip to New York next spring. There's a wide variety of flavors, including pumpkin, turtle, strawberry, and cookies and cream. There's even a variety pack that includes those and several other flavors. Prices range from $15 to $20, and the music department really appreciates your support. So be sure to find your local band or choir member and order some tasty cheesecake today.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on our homecoming queen, Abby Redding. Here to tell you about her is Austin Sauls.
Abby Redding comes to Garrigan from Wesley. She was an all-state honoree in softball, she went to state in track, she's a varsity volleyball player, and she made last year's all-intramural basketball team. She wants a career as a psychiatrist, and next year she plans to go to the University of Iowa. Good luck to Abby, and congratulations on being named our 2011 homecoming queen.
Thanks, Austin. On our Golden Bear calendar, today is Algona Band Day. The Solid Gold Marching Band will be in the parade at 1 o'clock, and you can see them march in the field at competition at 6:15.
Monday, there's a freshman-sophomore football game at West Hancock. Tuesday, the volleyball team plays at St. Ed's, and there's a cross-country at Eagle Grove.
Wednesday, the choir will be in carol for the Sioux City Diocese Catholic Choral Festival. Also that morning, the student council will be doing their Adopt-a-Highway project in Sexton. We'll be dismissing early for teacher in-service Wednesday afternoon.
Thursday, we'll present awards to the top sellers in last month's calendar drive, and there's a special barbecue lunch that day. The volleyball team plays at Webster City Thursday night.
We'll celebrate the Feast of the Rosary at school on Friday, and that night, the football team travels to Burnside to play Southeast Webster Grand. Then, next Saturday, the band will compete in the state marching band contest at Dodger Stadium in Fort Dodge.
That's our first Bear Facts for October. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to catch the show again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.